This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Tim, I wanted to ask you something about Greg's reporting here. Are there other instances of a possible Bigfoot throwing things at possible witnesses?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's common. That's a common report from people who were, you know, either out looking for Bigfoot or just hikers and campers being harassed. Generally, it happens in the middle of the night, happens in the daytime too, but a lot of times at night where the camp will be just, you know, bombarded by various sized stones and sticks with the thinking that there could be a Sasquatch tossing those things, because that is a very common primate behavior to throw things at predators or people or each other.
Definitely a nasty disposition.
They're hominids like us, so, you know, you can take that as just as nasty as people can be, I suppose.
But imagine here if someone gets hit in the head by a rock thrown by a Bigfoot, and they go to the hospital, and they are asked, well, what happened to you? And they say, well, this hairy hominid threw something at me.
You know, I have only heard of one account, and there is no guarantee that it was, you know, a rock thrown by a possible a Sasquatch. And Linda Godfrey told me that story, you know, where her the lady that they were renting a house off of when she was hiking with friends got hit in the head and knocked unconscious by a rock out of nowhere. So, you know, it's but most of the other reports that I hear, it's just it's a threat, you know, without any deliberate aiming directly at the people. Everything falls within a perimeter, so to speak.
What's your take on this, Greg?
Oh, I agree with Tim. But I think that can be for various reasons. In this case, I think they were just trying to get our attention or divert our attention, because as this thing stood up, it, you know, you can at this point you could see its face, its arms, its fingers, its legs, everything about it. And it's huge, absolutely huge. And just as soon as it stood up, a log was thrown. Now, it's a very large log, and it scared the lady with the camera. So she panned real quickly to make sure that it wasn't a bear charging, and then panned right back to where this thing was standing, and it's gone. Absolutely gone. Just poof. You know, we look all around for it. There's not a trace. So in this instance, I think they were just trying to divert our attention so that it could make its disappearing act.
So this was a FLIR camera that you were using to keep this thing in sight. Do you think, because I've heard this before, do you think there's a possibility that this thing could see the light that those cameras use to illuminate them? I mean, human eyes can't pick that up, but possibly they can. And as soon as that light got off of them, when she turned the camera away, then it ran like hell and was out of there.
Well, the FLIRs actually don't project any light like the infrared cameras do. Infrared night vision cameras, absolutely mm-hmm. they do. But the thermal cameras, all they see is heat. So this is not actually projecting a beam. However, I do 100% agree with your theory that they can see into the infrared range. because we were having absolutely no luck with infrared at all. So I think that they can see somewhat into that range, and it looks like a beam of light out there in the woods. They're like, you want to stay away from it. But somehow it knew that it was no longer on camera, and poof, it disappeared. So I don't know how they know, but they do. But they do. They know. And the camera that we caught the other one crawling, it's just a regular camera, except it was an extremely high-end camera with a very, very high ISO, and that's what allows the camera to see in the dark, so to speak. So we cranked the ISO real high on that, and that's why in our film everything is sort of in the purplish-looking range, but there was no beams from it either. So that's the only way we've been able to really capture, you know, some evidence is by not projecting light. But incidentally, one of the things that we had experienced in this, and without expecting it either, is also missing time. When we're at base camp, we always have a tendency to go out in teams, and we would go out for maybe 45 minutes to an hour and then return back. And then, you know, another pair would go out. So this one particular night, Janice, which is the other lady in our group, she and I went out on a trail, and it was about midnight. And we came across this big, giant, luminous ball of light, kind of purplish-looking light, with these orbs kind of coming in and out of it and all around it. It was the darndest thing. So we stood there and watched it for a little bit. And we were quite probably half a mile away from camp. And so we watched it for what we thought was maybe 15 or 20 minutes, and then it dissipated, and all the orbs disappeared, and then kind of like all the action was gone. And we were like, hey, man, that was wild. Let's go back. So when we get back to camp, her son and Brent, the other guys in our group, were talking, and then they asked us, why were we gone so long? Hmm. And we're like, what do you mean? We were gone for 45 minutes to an hour like we always are. And they were like, no, you were gone for like 5 hours. And we're like, no way. And we're sitting here debating that. And just a few minutes later, the sun started to come up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're like, how in the world? Because from our perspective, we were gone maybe 45 minutes to an hour. But from their perspective, we were gone for 5 hours. And another thing that was strange about that night is they could swear that we were just out of firelight talking. They heard us talking. And we were half a mile away. So disembodied voices is another phenomenon that we have experienced. And mimicking our voices is something that we have experienced.
So this thing that you saw, you know, in the woods, how far away were you from it, and how big do you think it was?
We were probably 15 yards away from it. It was pretty close. It was probably maybe 10 feet around, roughly, you know. It wasn't a perfect circle. It's kind of hard to describe the shape of it. Because it was in, you know, three dimensions. You know, it was three dimensional, not just a circle. But yeah, we were very close to it. It was kind of a purplish looking color. Kind of a purple haze.
It illuminate stuff around it? You know, like the ground and the bushes?
It did not. The orbs did.
Hmm. How big were the orbs, would you say?
The orbs are, all the ones I've seen are about fist size.
Before we get into more orbs and stuff, I'd like to talk about what Greg Ogle's talking about all sorts of strange phenomena. With Greg, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Pedicast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Boy, you've had a lot of strange stuff going on there, Greg. Tell us more.
Oh, yes, we have. As a matter of fact, we encountered so much strange stuff. We debated in that first film whether or not to put it in the film because it was just so outlandish. We thought, you know, nobody's going to believe this. I mean, it's just so out there. And, you know, who's going to believe that there's all these disembodied voices and these luminous phenomena floating through the woods that sits and tinkers with you and follows you when you go back to camp. And, you know, who's going to believe stuff like that? We weren't able to capture everything on camera because of various reasons. I mean, sometimes we didn't even have a camera with us. Other times we thought we had really good footage, and then either the camera battery dies or the footage is corrupted or, you know, something just goes haywire. So we elected to keep a lot of that out, but and just keep it amongst ourselves until we've researched it a little bit later, and we've actually found out that a lot of what we have experienced is common.
It's also common here where you try to photograph something strange, and the camera will not cooperate, even though you checked everything in advance.
Right.
You've got all your stuff set up, your memory card, whatever. You've mm-hmm. got batteries that are fully charged, and then mm-hmm. it just goes awry.
Mm-hmm. That's very common. It happens more often than not, actually, to us. So that's another reason why it took so long to make the film, because we thought we had really good footage. And then, you know, like you said, the files are corrupted, the battery dies or whatever, you know. So we've grown to expect that now.
Well, how long did it take you to actually get this film made?
We started in earnest about 2014. And 2018, we had a version of it done. And we had a soft release on YouTube with it. And I just was not pleased with that first version. So we actually re-edited it and got it released again in 2023. So there was a version that was out there for a little while. And then, we re-edited it and improved it a whole lot for the 2023 release.
This is an ongoing learning process for you in terms of becoming a filmmaker.
It absolutely is. I had zero knowledge about filmmaking, you know, when I got into this, zero knowledge. And it was only through perseverance and trial and error and just experimenting and, you know, hobnobbing with people to make contacts. And, you know, it's been a true learning experience. And we know exactly how not to do a film now. to be honest with you, we know how it should not be done, and we know now how it should be done. So this second one is going much faster, much faster. Actually, we'll wrap up at the end of this month.
You must have very tolerant employers if you have time to do this.
Well, I've been in my job for a long time, and one of the things that is good about been at the place for a long time is you have lots of vacation time. So I use mine.
Ah, vacation time. What is that?
That is time to get away so you can actually do the job that you actually enjoy.
Do you have a family?
I do. I'm married, and she has two kids from previous marriage, and I have a kid from previous marriage. And he's in college at Auburn University and finishing up his last semester of actual classes before he interns. And her oldest is also in college, and her youngest is about to turn 15. So we get a... Still got a broad diversity of ages there.
What is their take on the things that you do, this side project of yours?
Mm-hmm. Well, my son didn't believe at first until I took him to one of the places where I see these orbs often. And man, right on cue, here comes these orbs. And he's like, Dad, you know, what is that? I'm like, it's the sun, it's the orbs. It's exactly what I was telling you about. So these orbs come up, and they hang out with us for a little while, and he starts to get a little freaked out because he's hearing all these other sounds that's associated with it. Now, a lot of times when we've had lots of orb activity, we've had Bigfoot activity. So he's hearing these grunts and growls and all this other stuff kind of off in the distance just a little bit. And he's like, okay, Dad, time to go back. And I was like, okay, we'll go back to camp. So as we're walking back to camp, these orbs start following us. And he's like, Dad, they're following us. And I'm like, yes, son, this is exactly what I told you they would do. So it kind of freaked him out a little bit. He knows that they exist now. He's a knower, not just a believer. He's a knower. But it's not his cup of tea. He doesn't go out and do it very much. And, you sort of have to be a special person to kind of do this kind of stuff. Even though that you might know something exists and you might know that you're going to be safe, it's still a bit unnerving confronting something that is not supposed to exist.
When you talk about this, I'm kind of thinking back to the time I lived in your state in Tuscumbia. The Quad Cities up there. And of course, we were right next town over to the famous location of the Muscle Shoals Sound Studios back in the 60s and 70s, where all those great recordings were made. Of course, I was too stupid to know that. And I worked at a radio station in Tuscumbia playing country music. And I'm a nice Jewish boy from Brooklyn, New York. So imagine that. Anyway, a couple of times after I learned how to drive, and I didn't drive in New York because of public transportation. Out there I had to get a car. So my first wife, Geneva, and I would go out on the two-lane road towards the radio station, and a couple of nights we drive there. It's dark. You don't have street lights or anything. This is the country. And we feel strangely that almost we're being watched. And each time we had this feeling, we found a way to make a U-turn and head right back home. So it wasn't very pleasant. And you know the area I'm talking about, Greg.
I do.
So, you're right outside the forest there pretty much. And I can't say that we had a concrete idea of what we saw or experienced, but listen. Greg Ogle's joining us talking about his Bigfoot filming with Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Update. ISIS claiming responsibility for a massive terrorist attack at a concert hall near Moscow. 5 gunmen shooting and killing at least 60 people, more than 145 others injured in the attack. Disturbing video posted online showing the 5 gunmen in military uniforms shooting at civilians with automatic weapons as other people are screaming and running for cover. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby telling reporters,
"There's no indication at this time that Ukrainians were involved involved in a shooting.
Now, the Russian rock band called Picnic was about to take to the stage to start playing at the sold-out show. The five terrorists also throwing explosives in the building, which started a massive fire. Russian media says none of the venue's security guards had guns and may be among those who were killed. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow had warned Russian authorities of a possible terrorist attack 2 weeks ago. Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
In your travels, Greg, how far afield do you go to put these films together?
In our first film, we didn't have to travel very far at all. We mostly stayed in Alabama. However, there was another location in Georgia that we went to get some of our footage. But for the most part, it was filmed mostly in Alabama. This second film it's going to be part filmed in Alabama, and the other part is going to be in, Kentucky and part of Tennessee. We're going to the land between the lakes to finish up this second film. So we haven't had the opportunity really, we haven't had the need really to venture very far. I do know that there is opportunity to go out west in Utah to film some. We've been requested to come out there by a gentleman that played on Breaking Bad. I'm not going to reveal his name yet, but he's sort of into the paranormal. I met him, and he kind of wants us to come out there and do a film with him. And he has some really, really interesting stuff out there. But for the most part, we haven't had the need to leave Alabama or Georgia or, you know, the Southeast.
Oh, the land between the lakes in Kentucky. Now, there's an area that has a rich tradition of weird stuff. For a couple of centuries, as long as there's been people living in that area, that's been a weird weird place.
So we've heard. this next film, when we go to the land between the lakes, the cast in it has just it's just exploded. And for me, it almost got out of hand. I was like, hold on. I mean, all these stars coming up into it. I mean, hold on a minute now. You know, the likes of like Adam Davis is going to be in it, and Ron Moorhead, and M.K. Davis, Barton Nunley. You know, those are just a few. There's been other casts that we've put in, like the late Bob Wilson. He was grumpy, and he was on. He was a cast member of Bigfoot Is Real, which is on maybe the Discovery Channel, and Trey Hudson, who's been a speaker in many. Many conventions, as well as he has a book called The Metal Project. You know, that project is in our second film. So we've been very, very fortunate, the second film. I mean, and I will say that the footage that we already have already exceeds the evidence footage from the first film. So I'm extremely excited about this one.
Can you give us some more hints about what's available in the second film?
Well, since we didn't delve too much into the other phenomenon that we experienced, we thought, you know, this would be the perfect opportunity to delve into all this other, these other branches of the paranormal. So you're going to see eyes in the woods without necessarily seeing a body. So it's almost a ghostly figure, but not quite. We actually got disembodied voices that we were captured on, this is on video, but you know, the disembodied voices are obviously audio, but we've got that. We've got ghostly, demonic type images of, I don't know how to explain it because I didn't see it. A crewmate of mine did, and it freaked him out so bad, he will not go back to the meadow. He just won't go back. So, that's going to be exciting to talk about. You know, that's just a little taste of some of the stuff. And we've got UFO footage. We've got phenomenal UFO footage. So we're delving into everything in this second film.
In doing this, do you consider a so-called unified field theory where Bigfoot, UFOs, maybe even ghosts, all have a central point of origin in terms of the cause?
You know, I don't know if I necessarily prescribe to that theory yet. However, I will say that the place where I saw my first ghost, the first orbs, and the crawly thing that, I don't know if it's a Bigfoot or not, but it's whatever, it's big and it's crawling and it freaked me out. All those three things were at the same place. The place where we saw the thing stand up in the FLIR, we saw lots of orbs there, and we've heard, we have captured what seems to me like Indian music and chants by a recorder trap that we left out in the woods. So a lot of these things seem to be going hand in hand at the same places. Now, whether or not they are connected themselves, or if the locations tend to bring these things together, that is what I'm not exactly sure of. But I do know there are times when you think you should see something because you can hear it walk up on you, and you can hear it snapping trees, and you can hear lots of stuff, but you can't see anything. So my personal thoughts on, like, Bigfoot, for example, has gone from being in flesh and blood to it's only part-time flesh and blood. Because some of those tracks that we found, it stopped. They stopped in the middle of the field. They didn't go anywhere else. They just was out in the middle of the field and then all of a sudden come to an abrupt end. So I'm like, well, okay, where did they go? So
it just jumped up straight into the sky, right?
I guess it did. Maybe that beam of light come down and zapped it up or something. I don't know. Something happened to it. But I will say that, you know, that unified theory may have some legs. I just haven't had enough evidence yet to get on board with that. However, I will say 100% that where one of these things tend to happen, you tend to see lots of other things. Like if you see Bigfoots, you're very likely to see UFOs and orbs and ghosts. So, like I said, I don't know if they are directly related to each other or if it's the location that attracts them.
Have you read the stuff about, for example, The Mysterious Valley? That's a series of books from our former co-host, Christopher O'Brien.
I have not.
Okay, because he covers, and he lived there for several years, a possible window area where lots of weird stuff goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of what you're telling me about, that there possibly are areas around the world that, for whatever reason, attract paranormal activity. On the other hand, we could look at the devil's advocate point of view here, Greg, that when attention is drawn to a specific area, more people are looking for something, and because more people are looking for something, something is going to be seen. It's a matter of the attention it gets that brings more people into an area, more potential witnesses. We've got Greg, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, this is James Fox, director of The Phenomenon and Moment of Contact. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So do you ever consider that, Greg, in your travels, that maybe when you hit an area where lots of stuff goes on, it's because there are more people looking for stuff?
Oh, that very well could be one of the reasons, is because you have a greater density of people actually looking for things. However, you can also exclude certain areas, like certain campsites I go to, and I'll be fishing all night, and it's right next to the woods, and I do not see any orbs, or, you know, there's no UFOs, there's no ghosts, or anything else coming out. So I don't necessarily prescribe to the notion that orbs are everywhere, or UFOs are seen everywhere, or ghosts are seen everywhere. However, I do think that they're more concentrated. So it's just very similar to maybe what Skinwalker Ranch is, you know, what they portray is they got a lot of weird stuff going on there. But what I'm trying to say is that I think there are lots of places just like Skinwalker Ranch, just scattered throughout the world. Is that to say that, you know, one or more of these phenomena can't happen everywhere? I'm not saying that at all. You know, ghosts can happen everywhere. I think UFOs can, obviously, I mean, they're craft. It can fly anywhere. But I do think that there are certain locations that, for whatever reason, they're special. And one of the things that we have noticed is these lands where we've seen lots of orbs and lots of activity, it's full of quartz. There's quartz everywhere. I mean, you look on the ground, pick it up, and there's just lots and lots and lots of quartz. So we surmise that the quartz has something to do with it.
Considering your first movie, how did you choose the locations to begin with to shoot at that, you know, ended up, you know, having quite a bit of phenomena?
Mm-hmm. Well, the locations we got through hobnobbing. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I went out and I made contacts, and as we went out to interview people, they would say, hey, yeah, you know, at this location over here, we've seen X, Y, and Z. So we're like, okay, great. You know, we'll go out here and we'll film. And we just happened to stumble across people willing to show us these locations. Now, we always give our word that we don't divulge the exact location. And that's, you know, I don't feel right about doing that, because then, you know, you'll get an area that's just, you know, covered over in investigators. So we always keep our word with the people that we come in contact with. And we always try to put, you know, the best light on our interviewees. So, you know, in this industry, you only have your integrity. You know, if you ever lose your integrity in it, you've lost everything. So you have to keep, you know, your integrity and keep your word, even when, you know, you don't want to. In our instances, we've been lucky and fortunate enough to come across interviewees that have provided us with locations for filming. And, you know, that's been phenomenal, you know, and we had great footage, absolutely great footage.
When you started going out to these areas, did phenomena start right away for you, or did it have to build up, or did it have to get used to you being there, maybe?
Well, the physical evidence was right away. Like mm-hmm. I said, 45 minutes, and we came across footprints. You know, we got, you know, we were able to cast some prints. We were able to cast a handprint, which was fantastic. But when it comes to the other activity, like with having something around you, that took a while. We kept going to this one spot in Bankhead National Forest, and lots of times we would be paralleled. As we would walk, something would walk along with us, and when we stopped, it stopped. So that happened quite a bit. And it seems like no action would actually happen until we started to leave. Like a lot of times when we'd start to leave, either rocks would be thrown or branches would be broke or, you know, just lots of, you know, just the anecdotal evidence. But it would only happen as we were leaving. So we kind of thought, like, hey, you know, maybe it's trying to get our attention, and it didn't want us to leave. So we, whenever that started happening, we'd hang around for a while, and, you know, eventually we were able to hear vocals and, you know, have more interaction with them. But like I said, I still have not seen one with my eyes that I know of, you know, like a clear, hey, okay, I know exactly what I'm looking at.
So you're seeing not the cause, but the effect.
Yes. Yes. That's right. And the same happened over in Georgia. It took a while for interaction to actually happen.
Clarify here now. Of course, you're originating from Birmingham, a large city, obviously an urban area, so you don't think of it being a place where stuff happens. How far afield do you go, at least in the immediate range of Birmingham, to see something?
Oh, man, you wouldn't have to go far at all. You know, if you went from Birmingham, you could go 45 minutes, you know. Go 45 minutes east into the Talladega National Forest, you'll have something happen there. And it'll be something weird, I promise you.
The reason I mentioned that is my first wife lived in a little town called Weogufka, which is quite a distance from Birmingham. We drive over there. And there, of course, it's a very isolated area.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wonder if anything's been going on there. We're talking here about an area that is probably 60, 70 miles from Birmingham.
I'm sure if it's got some woods around it, I'm sure there's activity around it somewhere. Like I said, you don't have to travel far from Birmingham at all. I actually live just north of Birmingham, and you know, I get Bigfoot reports around where I live. You know, there's three different reports of Bigfoot sightings within 2 miles of my house. So, and those have all been fairly recent. I haven't seen any footprints or seen one around my house. However, my parents heard how to describe it. They said it was the most horrendous yell or roar that they've ever heard in their life. It actually rattled their windows. And they have a pear tree that's right in their backyard, and their backyard abuts the woods. And right at the pear tree, there was just this horrendous roar. And Dad said he got, he was actually a bit concerned. He got his gun, went out on their balcony, and it started to move away. He said he never saw it, but it roared two more times as it was moving away. But other than that, I haven't heard nor seen of any Bigfoot around here, but other people have. But I think Alabama is actually rich in paranormal activity. It's just been, demonized for so long for you to be able to talk about it that, you know, people just wouldn't talk about those things.
Well, that, I guess, is part of it in trying to get information from people. And this goes for UFOs, too. That sometimes a person can boast about seeing something. Sometimes they don't want to be thought of as possibly taking too many controlled substances or uncontrolled substances, mm-hmm. too much drinking, so they don't want to reveal what happens to them. And I guess the big question then is, how do you get people to open up about stuff? Greg, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you love reading about the mysteries of the universe? Do you wonder what secrets are hidden in the shadows of our own planet? If so, you won't want to miss these two amazing books by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. In Mimics, The Others Among Us, you'll explore the world of the mimics of man, beings that can look like us but are not. They've been among us since the beginning of history, hiding in plain sight, influencing our culture in ways we can scarcely imagine. In Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters, you'll discover the so-called hard evidence of UFOs that's been available for study this entire time, but for the most part has been ignored. These two books will open your eyes to a hidden reality that has been right in front of our eyes all along. That's Mimics, The Others Among Us, and Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. Available now on Amazon.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.